Country Club FM.
Attention, attention, attention. It is time for the Bob Almanac here today. Neil, Brittany, Jim, anybody else? This is really all we need.
That's enough.
Any more would really just kind of muck up the works here.
Overkill.
We wouldn't want to do that. All right, let's get into today's Almanac. Almanac brought to you by Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate. And they are located in, he is located in, and his services located in Annandale. Today, Tuesday, April 18th, 1775. I need to solicit the help of our friends at Schoolhouse Rock for this first one.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
The British are coming. The British are coming.
Now the ride of Paul Revere set the nation on its ear. And the shot at Lexington heard round the world.
Yeah, this was the date that Paul Revere made his famous ride, warning the regulars are coming out. British are coming.
Yep.
Attributed to Revere. Now, don't forget, this wasn't Paul Revere. He had a couple of buddies. He had William Dawes and Samuel Prescott.
Yeah, he wasn't the only man.
But those guys are forgotten, and Paul Revere is remembered. Paul Revere's ride through Massachusetts, 1775. And, of course, later on we had the shot heard round the world, the start of the revolution. That's a great one of the best Schoolhouse Rocks.
It is.
Right then and there. And if I had time, I'd play the whole 3 minutes and 22 seconds of it. But
the other great story of that is told by Andy Griffith to Opie and his buddies in the very first episode
the of pilot.
It's the first episode of Helen Crump.
Oh.
As comes in as the new teacher. And
that was a big one.
And Andy kind of was telling the boys, you know, some of the stuff. It's just school stuff or something. He just kind of made a Freudian slip. And next thing you know, Helen Crump's at his door hammering on Andy Griffith about how the boys are not interested in history anymore. So Andy has to get him back involved.
Helen Crump was hot.
It's awesome, yeah.
1895, New York State passed an act that established free public baths.
Really?
Back in the day, not every house had plumbing, for that matter. They didn't have baths and showers, so people did it together. Huh. Community baths. There used to be one in St. Paul. I was watching a show on Channel 2 on PBS, and they were doing the history, you know, Twin Cities then and now. There was one in St. Paul. Some people might remember. It was called the Wilder Bathhouse. It's right there at Seven Corners, across from
really?
The X. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, where that hardware store is or was.
Yeah.
Right there on West 7th, Seven Corners there. They had Wilder Bathhouse right there alongside the Mississippi River. They had a big pool and then, like, a bunch of showers.
Very nice.
People would go there, and it was like late 1800s, early 1900s for that one, but this was 1895.
Wow.
Just think of that.
That's a little different back then.
Yeah, a little different back then. Yeah. 1906, this was the date, 7.8 on the Richter scale, the great San Francisco earthquake. More than 700 people died as a result of the quake. You know, they're on the San Andreas Fault over there. They've got some faults and things that, you know, plate tectonics. You've got different plates meeting, and it's just a mess over there. And they're still waiting the next big one.
80% of San Francisco burned up in that. And, that, you know, the report I read said 3,000 people were killed.
Well, that's brutal. 700 people on the day, and then maybe there were some eventual resulting deaths later.
So many unreported ones in Chinatown that it took a while to get the official number.
1910 on this date, Walter Brookins made the first airplane flight at night.
Oh.
He got up in the air, and then he realized they didn't light up the runway. He was in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
1910. 1923, Yankee Stadium opened in the Bronx. Yankees needed a new home. They had been sharing the Polo Grounds with the Giants. Giants didn't like that. So the Yankees, most stadiums there were 30,000 at most. They built one that sat about 60,000, but that's because they had Babe Ruth.
The house that Ruth built.
They beat the Red Sox on that date 4-1, 1923. 1934, the first laundromat opened in Fort Worth, Texas. Always fun to go to the laundromat when your washer and dryer is broken and the Maytag repairman isn't going to get there for a week. So you got to go to the laundromat and sit there and play with your toys on the floor. Remember that well as a kid.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like the voice of experience.
1938, Superman made his debut, Action Comics. You know the cover. The cover is with him holding that green car.
Yep.
And remember, his shield was yellow, mostly yellow.
Right.
It wasn't a red-based shield. It was a yellow-based shield on that cover. Superman, probably the greatest hero of all time, maybe aside from Plastic Man. Superman, 1938, made his debut. 1942, it was known as the Doolittle Raid. James H. Doolittle and his squadron of B-25B Mitchell medium bombers, B-25, 16 of them, raiding Tokyo. Was the first air raid on Tokyo during World War II. It a little bit of payback for Pearl Harbor.
Yep.
And it proved to the American public that Tokyo was vulnerable. And a little bit of a morale lifter back in 42. 1955, we lost Albert Einstein. He did a lot for us in the world of physics, the theory of relativity. He did it all, really. I'm sure he's pretty good at chess and various other things. And
nice hair, too.
Probably would have cleaned up on tic-tac-toe.
Oh, yeah.
He died. He was 76 back in 55. 1979, the show Real People. You had your Sarah Purcell. You had your Skip Stevenson, and there was one other person that was on that show, but Real People was on this date. And there's a Skip Stevenson connection.
I think so.
To today's Real People, so it actually debuted on his birthday, 1979. 1984, Michael Jackson went under the knife.
We were able to reconstruct the area by using his own scalp. We did not have to use skin grafts nor hair transplants.
The following year.
Yeah, Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire on January 27th. He was filming that Pepsi commercial, got a little bit close, and he claimed that he had no product on his hair. It was just water that made his hair look wet. And if he said if he hadn't sprayed his hair with water, he would have really went up in flames.
Wow.
If he would have used some kind of product. But this was the date he went under the knife to fix his scalp, and that was 1984. Scalp surgery, not the only surgery apparently that Michael Jackson underwent.
That was
a lot of rhinoplasty.
Right.
1998, big day in country music. Diamond Rio inducted into the Grand Ole Opry. Congratulations, Marty Rowe and the crew. 1998. A year later, 1999, we said goodbye to the great one.
You cannot say he didn't go out with all the class that he has shown us in 20 years. Probably the best player on this ice surface here in New York today. And the crowd stands and salutes 99 one more time.
There he is, Wayne Gretzky. He wrapped up his career. He looked weird playing in a St. Louis Blues jersey, and then he went to the Rangers, and he finished with the Rangers. That was at least kind of a classic look. And Messier was there, so that was fitting. And, of course, I think he holds 51, actually more than 60 records. He set more, and I don't know if anybody's eclipsed them. I saw somewhere where he has 51 now, so maybe somebody has eclipsed a few of his records.
Who's going to eclipse that 212 points or
no
whatever
one,
he had
ever.
In 1 year?
It's never going to happen. The way hockey's played now, you're never going to get enough goals scored to get those number of points. I mean, go back and watch on YouTube the 91 Stanley Cup Finals between the North Stars and Pittsburgh and just how much more wide open the game is.
Sure.
You know, the goalies aren't huge. They don't have the butterfly. They stand up.
Yeah.
And they don't have
pads
all these
are thinner,
they don't have all these defensive systems. They don't have the neutral zone trap. Thanks, Jock Lemaire.
Yeah.
So it's just totally different. I was thinking that the other night. I was watching the Wild and the Blues. I mean, yeah, it's still exciting. I've been going, I long for the days of the 80s and even early 90s, just more wide open.
A lot of 7-4 games.
So defensive now, which is still fun. It's still a great sport. Don't get me wrong.
But
1999 is when the great one stepped down. We also lost a great one on this date, 2012, Dick Clark.
Once again, spread the word. The $25,000 pyramid has returned. Tell your friends. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is that thing you have in your hand?
It's a good luck thing. A little bit paper airplane I made.
If you win the 25, it'll go.
It's going to fly.
You got it. Let's do it. For $25,000, here is your first subject. Go.
Here's your first subject. 60 seconds on the clock. Ready? Go. Dick Clark hosting then the $25,000 pyramid. And guess who the celebrity is? It's Betty White. Probably the most number of
celebrity
TV game show appearances ever in the history of game shows. The one and only Betty White. And Dick Clark did die, of course. He was on the pyramid, and he was on the Rocky New Year's Eve and American Bandstand and his production company. He started the People's Choice Award? No, American Music Awards. American
Media
Music Awards.
Mogul.
Oh, no doubt about that. 2012, Dick Clark passing away. Let's move on to birthdays today. Yeah. He was 82 on this date. And he had undergone a stroke, and then he had gone back on the air. And it was kind of rough to watch there, though. But he still battled. He was courageous.
Yep.
Birthdays today. He is an English actor, Clive Revel. done a lot of London stage shows and movies in Britain, but here, for us in America, we remember him from Empire Strikes Back. He was the original Emperor.
Oh, yeah. There is a great disturbance in the Force.
I have felt it.
We have a new enemy, Luke Skywalker.
Yes, my master.
He could destroy us.
He's just a boy, for crying out loud. Clive Revel is 87.
Wow.
He was then later replaced, because then they used Ian McDiarmid in Return of the Jedi, and then they used him the rest of the way, and then, of course, they did the re-releases, and then they went back and dubbed over him with Ian McDiarmid. So he's kind of forgotten. He's a little bit forgotten, but that's the first Emperor that I remember from my youth when we first watched Empire Strikes Back.
And I did see Empire Strikes Back. So I'm versed.
So this whole trilogy thing, that just doesn't matter to you?
No.
The whole thing, you know, you don't want to see the story carried out to its end?
I saw Star Wars and The Empire Strikes Back.
Okay. That's it. All right, Clive Revel, 87 today. Haley Mills, 71, best known for Parent Trap.
Susan.
Yes, Daddy? Yes, Daddy?
That's not funny.
That's not funny. That's not funny. I think they're ready to listen. Right. Here's the deal. We leave for the camp out immediately, all of us. And when you bring us back on Friday, then we'll tell you who's Sharon and who's Susan. That's the deal.
How about that? They had all the power, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Couldn't tell them apart. Of course, they were both Haley Mills. They just did split screen.
Oh,
it was quite revolutionary. From The Parent Trap, Haley Mills is 71 today. Actor James Woods, 70 today.
Why do you think these aliens would go to all this trouble, bring you tens of thousands of light years, and then just send you home without a single shred of proof?
They said that's how it's been done for billions of years.
That's very neat, Doctor. You have no proof, because they didn't want you to have any. A phenomenon known in psychiatric circles, I believe, is a self-reinforcing delusion.
Oh, my. I have those all the time.
Yeah.
James Woods is 70 today. There he was from Contact.
Oh, sure.
As he was grilling Jodie Foster at the hearing, congressional hearing. He is 70 today. Dorothy Lyman, she's one of us. She's from Minneapolis, and she played Naomi's family.
What, don't you throw your kids in my face? You didn't give them a thought last night when you were down there in that basement with this tramp.
Tramp? Now, wait just a minute here. I have been called a great many things by a great many people, but I'll be damned if I'm going to take it from you, you blue-haired old dragon.
Pretty sassy there with the queen of sass, Mama. There's Dorothy Lyman is 70. I apologize. Got a little VHS hum in there.
Yeah,
hiss. You know, you get that when you transfer things from VHS. Dorothy Lyman is 70 today. Nate Tiny Archibald having a birthday today. He would be 69. Happy birthday to him. Jeff Bodine.
Good player.
Auto racer, 18-time winner on the NASCAR circuit. He is celebrating today. He is 68. You know, he also got into bobsleds.
Oh, yeah.
He was watching the Olympics one year, early 90s, and realized the U.S. bobsled team only used foreign-made bobsleds. And they were sucking. They were awful. They would never, you know, we would never win.
Oh,
and we were always last. You know, we even tried Willie Galt and Herschel Walker.
Correct.
And it didn't work. And then he says, well, we should make those here. We make race cars. They're aerodynamic. Why can't we make bobsleds? And so he opened the Bodine Bobsled Company. And guess what? It took a couple of Olympics, but now they've won some medals.
Very cool.
Way to go.
Way to go, Jeff
Bodine. Happy birthday. Rick Moranis, he's one of the McKenzies.
We found this mouse in a bottle of Elsinore beer that we bought at your beer store, eh? And we heard, like, when that happens, that you get your beer free. It's in the Canadian Criminal Code, eh?
Yeah.
Like, there's legal precedent setting cases in law.
There he is, Rick Moranis. That was Rick.
That's
second.
Good.
It was Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Yep.
Rick Moranis is 64. He was also in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And, of course, got his start in SCTV.
Very
on
good.
The SCTV
Very funny
show.
Guy.
And was Barney in the Flintstones.
Yep.
Ghostbusters as well.
Yep.
He was the Keymaster.
Yes. Yes.
It was good stuff. It was good
He's
stuff.
Very good.
He's 64. Eric Roberts, the brother of Julia Roberts, is 61. How about the caretaker for Frasier's father, Jane Leaves? She played Daphne. Here she is.
She's good.
You were a policeman, weren't you?
Yeah, how'd you know?
I must confess, I'm a bit psychic.
Yes. Perhaps I should describe the duties around here. You would be responsible for...
Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting something on you. You're a florist.
No, I'm a psychiatrist.
Well, it comes and goes.
Jane leaves, 56 today.
Oh, that's
happy good. Birthday to her. You remember the show Will and Grace?
Oh, yeah.
He was Will of Will and Grace.
Okay.
Eric McCormick, 54. I'm a big Deborah Messing fan. She is funny.
Weren't they talking about bringing that show back?
Yeah, they did.
There's plans.
There's something going on with that. There's no doubt about that. Neil, you have your finger on the pulse
Hollywood. I might have heard it on BMZ.
So Eric McCormick is 54. Conan's 54.
I want to ask you something. This is a question that people wouldn't expect, but when I first got this job, I came here to 30 Rock.
Did you get this job, by the way? Was it a theme writing contest?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It was a what would I do with a talk show, and I was fourth.
There he was early in his run, late night with Conan O'Brien, of course, the guy he took over for. David Letterman was the guest there.
Pretty good.
Conan O'Brien is 54, and they call him Miggy. The most recent Triple Crown winner. Have we had a Triple Crown winner since 2012?
No.
Miguel Cabrera, Detroit Tigers slugger. Good player. Can hit the ball a mile.
Yeah.
Love to have him in our lineup. He is 34 today, and she plays, if you watch Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., she plays Sky or Daisy. Chloe Bennett is 25 today. They also call her, I think it's Tumbles or Trembles or something or other. She's got powers.
Yeah.
Shockwave. I don't know, something like that.
I've been watching more of that show since you kind of got me started on it.
That's what I do.
Yeah, it's very good.
Go ahead.
All right, Gone But Not Forgotten. Defense attorney Clarence Darrow was born on this day, 1857.
Who did he defend that made him famous?
Why is he in the list? Was it in the Scopes trial or something? What was it? I can't remember. We should know that. You know that name, Clarence Darrow.
He's around.
Yeah, why don't you fact check her?
Clarence Darrow?
Clarence Darrow. He was a famous defense attorney for some particular...
Daisy is Quake. Quake is her name.
Okay, was that your wife?
Yes, my fact checker at home.
Thanks, Mississippi. Let's see. This guy, Fantasia, was a very famous movie back in the day, and the conductor for that, all that great musical works was Leopold Stokowski, 1882. And the guy who gave us several Academy Award-winning scores, including Ben-Hur, which was just on a little while ago. But he also, I think more importantly, did this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to see is true.
That'd be Dragnet.
It would be Dragnet. He gave us the TV's the theme to Dragnet. Dun, 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 dun. That's so good. El Cid, Ivanhoe, many others. Green Beret, Jungle Book, Miklos, Rosa, 1907. That's some good work. Here's our blues performer today with the great nickname. Clarence Gatemouth Brown was born on this day, 1924. You have to look him up. I'm not really familiar with his works.
He had teeth like an end gate.
Ah.
Or a drawbridge.
And here's your Skip Stevenson mention, as you mentioned, he was one of the hosts of Real People.
Correct.
And it did debut on his birthday. He would have been 39 years old back in 1979, but he was born on this day, 1940. TV personality Skip Stevenson.
And here he is on The Tonight Show.
I live over here in Burbank, which is where the studios are and everything. We have our own police department in Burbank. Did you know that? We're right in the middle of Los Angeles, but we have our own police department. They're based out of the Winchell's Donut Stand there at Magnolia and Hollywood Way.
There he is on The Tonight Show, and in honor of The Tonight Show, we're going to do a Karnak again.
Oh, fantastic.
So this is exciting.
Okay,
Please read that card, Ed McMahon, that I just gave you.
I have in my hand the final card.
Okay.
Durham, Baloney, and Barry Bonds.
Again, that is?
Durham, Baloney, Barry Bonds.
Okay. Name a wheat, a meat, and a cheat.
Ah, very good. A meat. Where's the crowd? We need some crowd laughing.
All right. Yeah. Hey, take us out of here, Brittany. What do you got?
I'm trying to find when the Will and Grace revival will be airing, but it doesn't start filming until August, so I don't think that's going to be airing probably until 2018.
Okay.
Otherwise, Clarence Darrow defended teenage thrill killers Leopold and Loeb for their trial for murdering 14-year-old Robert Bobby Franks in 1924.
Oh, man, that was a long time ago. Thank you very much
You're welcome.
And again, the Almanac brought to you by Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Wow, that's it for the Almanac. That's going to do it. Let's get out of here. A couple of songs and then a Bobathon. All Request Lunch Hour live in studio today. Now, Toby Keith, this is Bob FM.
Yeah, I was always a crazy one. Broke into the stadium and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were